News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6.05, FM Talk 106.5, the Little Friday edition. Glad you're here. A lot of people call this Thursday. Heading for a high in the 90s. Dr. Bill's details on the way, but first, traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions so far this morning and light traffic coming into the Eastern Shore. The Bayway, the Causeway, downtown, and all the way to the 1065 split. Chickasaw, Saraland, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore also checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. Get all the details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Craneworks Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit adsfr.com.
All right, 6.07, FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Lots to do. Captain Bobby Albrescato joins us for the Fishing Report. And speaking of which, fishing gets started in earnest less than 24 hours from right now for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. We'll talk more about that coming up. Now, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. And a headline that we can't wait to announce is the winner of our contest. Coming up soon, yes?
Oh, yeah, okay. Later today.
Okay, that'll be later. I just like to preview news sometimes. So it is 6:08 on your Thursday morning. Good morning. Want to talk about voter turnout.
All right.
Well, did you know that there's a little bit of an issue when it comes to the Secretary of State, John Merrill's office, and the primary runoff in several Black Belt counties? They're investigating possible voter fraud in Wilcox and Perry counties.
Big turnout.
You don't say. So in this review, Secretary of State says it comes after what they're saying in a strange high number of absentee ballots were returned in those two rural counties. Merrill says that he is looking into prospects of absentee broker operations.
Hmm.
This is the first time I've heard of this.
Me too. Can't put me on that list.
This is when campaign workers or people with an unknown organization exchange gifts or maybe cash for absentee ballots. So Perry County in particular, that's really where he's honing in on after he says that one of his election observers was threatened with arrest on Tuesday. Secretary of State says, I need that music you were playing during the break.
Okay, yes, some dramatic music there.
Secretary of State says, quote, "This is a situation where people are taking advantage of others. There is a crime if people are stealing voters and are paying people to vote in a certain way. That is obviously a crime. Quote, it's not something we are tolerating or accepting." So this is about Wilcox and Perry counties. Give me some music, Sean, please.
Where is my music?
I don't know. Okay, that was all I needed.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, now, news from our court system. 19-year-old Isaiah Kelly, he has been denied youthful offender status based on a pattern of alleged gang behavior. That's according to court records. He is a suspect in a shooting at Trinity Gardens back in February. He made an appearance in circuit court on Wednesday. Alongside the 19-year-old, two other people are also charged with multiple counts of assault after injuring three people during that shooting. Kelly is also charged with the 2015 shooting, which happened during a carjacking, and a November 2017 shooting at a community center. So altogether, he is being charged with injuring seven people during those three incidents. He was out on bond during that Trinity Gardens shooting and will remain in prison until he appears once again in court for his trial, which is scheduled for October the 29th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-8439. 8439.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A storm apparently washed a 40-foot sailboat up on the beach at Orange Beach on Monday. The boat owner tells News 5 he just stopped for a pit stop when the Orange Beach police called him.
I come in and I was getting low on supplies and I just wanted to kick back on the beach for a couple days and I called my sister-in-law and she come and got me and I went home.
Owner Richard Durham of Bruton was planning to try to move the boat with a high tide Wednesday. Some improvements on the way for the Mobile downtown airport. The FAA has announced a $7 million grant to help pay for airport improvements. Brooklyn's longest runway is being rehabilitated and the other runway is getting worked on too. Once the work is done, improvements to Brooklyn will go hand in hand with the potential plans to move Mobile Regional Airport out of West Mobile to the Brooklyn Aeroplex. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office needs help finding a man who robbed a Family Dollar store in Lillian. Investigators say the robbery happened last Friday when a man pointed a gun at a worker who tried to stop him. The suspect may be driving a white Chevy truck with a black tailgate and he may live in Escambia County, Florida. I'm Bill Riles, KRG News 5.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during the Ram Summer Clearance Event, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, shop more great deals on powerful Ram trucks, and check out Ram 1500's tremendous towing and payload capacities. And right now, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Hurry into the Ram Summer Clearance Event for a great deal and see your local Ram dealer today. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month for 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital regardless of down payment. Deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 7/31/18. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5. The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's a quarter after 6 on this Thursday morning. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday, Nick Saban and three Alabama players represented the Crimson Tide at SEC Media Days. As expected, Saban was asked plenty about the current situation at starting quarterback. Will it be established starter Jalen Hurts or upcoming sophomore and national championship hero Tua Tagovailoa?
It's still to be determined as to who's going to play quarterback for Alabama. So you can ask all the questions about it, but it's still to be determined. All right?
All right. It's still to be determined.
All right.
Just take that. Take it as you will. Saban also gave his thoughts on the SEC and NCAA. Said he likes the new redshirt rule that allows a player to play up to 4 games in a season while keeping that year of playing eligibility for his future. He said he prefers scheduling home and home series to playing neutral site games, that he would like the SEC to move from an 8-game to a 9-game conference schedule, and that Alabama currently has one of the best recruiting staffs in his tenure. Today's the final day of this year's SEC Media Days. The final 3 teams will get their chance to talk with the media, beginning with the Auburn Tigers and Gus Malzahn at 8 a.m. this morning. Derek Mason and the Vanderbilt Commodores are up at 8:45. Then South Carolina starting with head coach Will Muschamp at 10 this morning. ESPN's 2018 ESPY Awards aired last night. In my opinion, the most important award ESPN gives out each year is the Jimmy V. Perseverance Award.
Yeah.
They award that to someone who is, in ESPN's words, a deserving member of the sporting world who has overcome great obstacles through perseverance and determination. This year, that award went to former Buffalo Bills quarterback and current Hall of Famer Jim Kelly, who has fought and is still fighting after 3 occurrences of oral cancer.
So I just urge anybody out there, if you have somebody out there suffering, it doesn't have to be cancer. It could be somebody not having a good day. It could be your mom, your dad. It could be your grandparents. What you say to them and the smile that you have on your face, that can be the difference in them making it the next day.
Right now, the 58-year-old continues to recover from a surgery in March to remove oral cancer discovered earlier this year and to reconstruct his upper jaw. Best male athlete last night was awarded to Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin for bringing the Capitals their first Stanley Cup this season. Olympic gold medal winning snowboarder Chloe Kim won best female athlete. The 2017 World Series champion Houston Astros won best team. And Baker Mayfield won best college athlete after winning the Heisman Trophy in his senior season with the Oklahoma Sooners. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Chattanooga Lookouts 4-2 last night. It was the first in a 5-game homestand against the Lookouts, but Mobile's now lost 6 games in a row. They'll try to get back on the winning track tonight when they take on the Lookouts at the Hank for Thirsty Thursday, the first pitch set for 6:35. In NFL news, 7-time Pro Bowl cornerback Darrell Revis announced his retirement from the NFL after 11 years in the league. And in golf, the 147th Open Championship began earlier this morning at Carnoustie Golf Links in Scotland. Some have called the Carnoustie course the most difficult of all major courses, so golf fans should be in for a fun time watching the pros this weekend. Plenty of good storylines to follow. Defending champion Jordan Spieth will be looking to pick up his first win since hoisting the claret jug this time last year. And Tiger Woods playing in the Open for the first time since 2015. Top-ranked player in the world, Dustin Johnson, is the favorite to win with 12-1 odds, followed closely by Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler, and Rory McIlroy. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile, weekdays at noon, for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpop culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a good ride across the Bayway so far from the 65 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Cottage Hill, Government, Airport, Schillinger, Dolphin, and Moffitt 65 all looking good with no wrecks in the roadways. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square in downtown Mobile for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market, brought to you by the City of Mobile Special Events Department. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Morning. On the way, the gutsiest guy ever on a date, what he did.
Gutsy?
Probably not a second date coming up for him. We'll give you details coming up.
Can't wait to hear about this.
Gutsy in the way that you'd follow his lead, or gutsy in the way of watch from a distance?
Yeah, watch from a distance, but I'll give you some details coming up. Time to check headlines now. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, gentlemen. Good morning. Happening in our nation's capital, Senator Doug Jones says he's now working with Senator Lamar Alexander, a Republican from Tennessee, to craft a, quote, solution to proposed tariffs on imported automobiles, which both say could negatively impact U.S. jobs. On Wednesday on the Senate floor, Senator Jones said, quote, I realize that folks affected by these proposed tariffs are looking for a silver bullet to stop them dead in their tracks. Right now, the only silver bullet in this case is for the president to change his mind and recognize how many jobs are at risk because of these proposed tariffs. Until that happens, we're going to fight to protect what our states and our workers have earned. All of this coming as some of the most busiest and most successful movers and shakers in the auto industry are right now in D.C. to lobby against the proposed tariffs. And at the same time, the Commerce Department has 2 days of hearings scheduled on the tariff issue. Back in May, the president directed the Commerce Department to jumpstart their investigation into whether imported vehicles and auto parts constitute a national security threat. So what's at stake? A 20 to 25% tariff on imported vehicles. So Senator Jones, Senator Richard Shelby, and Governor Kay Ivey, among others, have made comments opposing these tariffs. Governor, you'll recall, even penned a letter to the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, saying that Alabama's auto segment could lose up to 4,000 jobs. And an update on a story that we told you about earlier this week regarding that inmate who died at Metro Jail. We now know his name. Authorities have identified him as Ricky Strickland. He reportedly suffered from cancer and he died at a local hospital. He was being treated in the medical ward of Metro Jail for the last few months. Jail warden Trey Oliver released a statement saying, quote, we became very close to Mr. Strickland over these last couple of months. It is our sincere hope that we made his last days comfortable and that he knew he was surrounded by friends who cared for him. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5. So if you're thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? You could refinance your credit card with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds, even thousands of dollars, and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate. Think about this, averaging about 18+% nationally. You do the math. 5.89%. Big savings. You also get your funds as soon as the day you apply. And LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high interest credit cards this summer, the rates this summer, and start saving with LightStream. Y'all can save even more with additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan, my last name. The website, LightStream.com. SIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information. All right, so this is one of those dating don'ts. You know, dating do's and dating don'ts. Okay, so Dateline Memphis. So a guy in Memphis stole his date's car on Saturday night. Okay, so there's a woman in Memphis, Memphis named Faith Pugh, and on Saturday night she went out with 21-year-old Kelton Griffin, who she knew from back in high school. Oh, so trying to maybe rekindle something,
I'm surprised you haven't already played the Faith music.
He texted George her out Michael. Of the blue. You're always trying to get George Michael songs on. He texted her out of the blue, asked her out, and she said yes. So he shows up to the date without a car. Gentlemen, that's the first probably no-no.
That's like scuffed up shoes.
That's right. He shows up without a car.
And probably the first sign he's thinking about stealing a car.
might be. So she had to drive him in her Volvo. So they stopped for gas on the way, I guess, to go out for the date. He asked if she'd run in and get him a cigar. Okay. First date special. She did while she was inside the store. He then stole her car. That would have already made this a Hall of Fame bad choice here for dates, but it gets worse from there.
There's no way.
Yeah, so she's gone inside the store to get the cigar, and she takes off in the Volvo. Gets even worse because Kelton drove her car to go on a date with another girl.
I'm done.
No.
I'm so done.
He actually
had
a chance to win her back after that until he went on an extra date.
Well, did he steal that lady's purse?
He steals her car and goes out on a date with another girl who turns out to be the first woman's god sister. Anyway, Faith and the cops were able to use the GPS in the vehicle to track the car to a drive-in movie theater.
Was he necking?
I don't know if they were necking. They arrested Kelton for theft of property. And by the way, as the kicker here, apparently he made Faith's god sister pay for the tickets to get into the drive-in movie.
I'm trying to think of an FCC appropriate term for him. A number two.
Yeah.
He's a number two.
Maybe even a number three.
Ooh.
So text goes out, shows up. So ladies, be aware. The guy shows up without the car, asks you to drive, then sends you in for a cigar. At that point, he takes your car, and then he goes on a date with your god sister and has her pay for tickets to get into the drive-in movie.
On the first he's sending you in the store?
Yes.
You go in together. That's when things are like La La Land.
Yeah. Well, but I love him.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. State troopers across the southeast are taking part in a speeding crackdown this week. Operation Southern Shield is targeting speeders in five states, including Alabama and Florida. It runs through Sunday. Speed killed more than 10,000 people in the U.S. in 2016.
Slow down. Enjoy the scenery, enjoy the family, enjoy the talks, enjoy the stops along the way.
Operation Southern Shield runs through Sunday. Pensacola State College will be getting nearly $1.5 million from FEMA to help pay for damage done in flooding in the spring of 2014. FEMA has approved more than $1.4 million to reimburse Pensacola State College for repairs to buildings on the campus and to replace contents damaged during the spring 2014 severe storms and flooding. The cause of a house fire that destroyed two vintage cars is under investigation. The fire started around 3:40 Wednesday afternoon in a home on Highland Woods Drive East in Mobile. Most of the damage is contained to a garage where two vintage Jaguars were destroyed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here. Plus, we're locally owned, too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting. Plus, the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just a buck a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
More than 100 survivors who went public with stories of abuse by former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar accepted an award for courage at the annual ESPYs ceremony. Speaking at the ceremony, Olympic gymnast Allie Raisman, who was one of Nassar's victims.
To all the survivors out there, don't let anyone rewrite your story. Your truth does matter. You matter. And you are not alone.
There are reports that the British police now know who used the deadly Russian nerve agent Novichok in the attempted murder of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Some areas of the country face excessive heat warnings today. Meteorologist Pedram Javaheri forecasts heavy storms, too.
Severe weather generally the concern across portions of Iowa on into areas around Minnesota and Wisconsin. The biggest threat for this is for some hail and certainly some damaging winds into the afternoon hours.
Right now, Dow futures are lower. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Senior U.S. and Mexico officials have agreed to step up talks to overhaul NAFTA with the aim of reaching a preliminary deal by late August. Mexico's economy minister says he plans to meet with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer in Washington on July 26th to address NAFTA sticking points such as content rules for the auto sector and mechanisms to solve commercial disputes. The CEO of Volvo Cars says the whole economy should be concerned with the ongoing U.S.-China trade spat and hopes the situation will go into a de-escalation phase. Speaking on CNBC, Hakan Samuelson said free trade with as low tariffs as possible would be beneficial for the industry and, most importantly, for customers. The automaker recently opened a manufacturing plant in Charleston, and Samuelson added that free trade is also good for employment in the U.S. Crude oil trading at $68.03 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence,
protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so we've had a couple rainier than normal days this week. What are we looking at for the end of the week?
Well, we do have some hot weather for the weekend, and I mean hot. Temperatures getting on up into the mid-90s, and that's going to be something that we'll face Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Today, though, looks like showers and thunderstorms will be the rule, especially this afternoon. That's going to keep temperatures at about 90 degrees, which, of course, is close to normal. Normal is 91. And so good chance then that they'll see those showers and thunderstorms, possibly a few developing late this morning. Tonight, it still remains, will be active through the early evening hours, and the thunderstorm activity will taper off. I expect a low in the mid-70s for tonight. Then tomorrow and on through the weekend, we're going to see high pressure sort of build over us a bit, and conditions in the upper atmosphere will be favorable for some hot temperatures at the surface. So for tomorrow, mostly sunny. A few afternoon thunderstorms are possible, but we'll be up around 95 degrees. And then for Saturday and Sunday, just isolated to widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and temperatures again up into the mid-90s. Now, the heat index over the weekend, and even tomorrow, will be up around 105 to perhaps as high as 108. So very uncomfortable over the weekend, high temperatures and, of course, high humidity. This will continue into Monday, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, another frontal system moves down into Alabama, and that'll set off more thunderstorms here along the coast. So that's the way it looks on through the weekend into early next week.
All right, Dr. Bill, how about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Right now, it's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico, and again, the Caribbean looks okay. It's also quiet over the tropical Atlantic, but there is a big tropical wave about to move off the African coast. We'll just see what happens if it holds together once it gets out over water. And if it does hold together, then it will be an easterly wave, and we'll watch that for some time. But right now, conditions are good.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, get his forecast on demand when you need it throughout the morning show, midday show, evening time, 2 o'clock in the morning, we got it. So, 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, even
we got,
3.
We got it there, too.
Yeah, even if you have a hard time sleeping, you've got great material.
Get up and get the forecast
from
Dr. Bill.
Yeah, get caught up.
Also, I want to remind you all, heading down to the island tonight for the Alabama Deep Sea Fish and Rodeos Liars Contest.
You're lying right now, aren't you?
Well, probably. I may not be told. I'm not lying. I'm judging. Oh, okay. So
yeah, but in order to be a really good judge, don't you have to be good at something?
You know, it takes a... Takes a thief, right?
Experience matters.
Takes a thief. So I ain't going to tell you all the... I'll just tell you this. The fish is so big, the picture weighed 5.5 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, just a picture of him.
Where's our Andrew Dice Clay?
Oh. So, yeah, tonight at the rodeo site, we'll be doing the Liars Contest down there. And, of course, Cannon Shot tomorrow at 5. Gets the fishing started for 3 days of the planet's biggest multi-day fishing tournament. So can't wait to see y'all tonight at the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command units down there. And Dalton and I got that down there yesterday. So we'll be doing some shows like the midday show tomorrow down there, and a special live 1 hour outdoor show from 10 to 11 from the rodeo site on Saturday. So love for you to come on by, knock on the door there, and visit with us. We got some FM Talk 106.5 goodies, and love to say hello. Now there will be times that I'll be out fishing, but I will come up and tie off the boat, come in and do a show and visit with y'all, and then go back out fishing. So it'll be kind of a combo deal.
I think the weather you're talking about for this weekend is just angry because of the whole red snapper situation.
Yeah, so Dr. Bill will talk more about this tomorrow, but tomorrow's forecast for offshore looks okay. Looks 1 foot, 1 to 2, not bad. Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday, right now, what I'm seeing in the marine forecast is calling for 3 to 4 foot seas on Saturday and maybe bigger seas by Sunday. So in other words, I don't want to give everybody their marching orders, but if you're going to go offshore, mm-hmm. the first part of the rodeo, better to go offshore than the last part of the rodeo. And although some boats, it doesn't matter, but in my boat, once it gets to 3-4 foot seas, no thanks.
And for those who are new to the world of fishing, okay,
yes.
Explain what that means.
It's the height of the waves.
Okay.
And you have two things you're dealing with, height of waves and the period. In other words, how close they are together.
Mm-hmm.
And those two things can just make it where you bang everything out of every compartment in the boat, and it's laying all over the bottom of the boat, and you know, everybody stays soaking wet, and those kind of things. I did it growing up. I don't do it as much anymore. If it gets much over 2 or 3 foot seas, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna stay at the house.
So this forecast brought to you by Pepto-Bismol.
Oh yeah, for people who get sick. Yeah, that would give them a problem too, for sure. All right, but Liars Contest tonight gonna be a lot of fun on the island. Plus, you got music all throughout the weekend. All the details at adsfr.com.
Save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the Mobile Civic Center. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region from 6 major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Over 50 spas will be on display and every floor model must go. Show admission is free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Mobile Civic Center. Visit thehottubshow.com.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center at DIP and Marina Drive South, have got a broke-down vehicle. Also, lights are in flash mode in Moffett Road and the East I-65 Service Road North. Pretty good ride so far downtown and across the Bayway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, you're checking in accident-free. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
At 6:42, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this little Friday, Thursday edition of the show. Hey, heads up, too, if you get a chance over the weekend or this afternoon or whenever, if you go for dinner, go to the Original Oyster House, and while you're there enjoying great seafood, snap a picture of sunset. You can do that at the Gulf Shores location or the Causeway location. You can do it from inside the restaurant or just outside the restaurant. Get that sunset picture and then post it to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Original Oyster House, and hashtag OOH sunset on your photograph. Now through the end of August, people will be following these pictures in, and once you do, put your picture on their Facebook page. Let your friends know so they can help with likes and shares and all that kind of stuff. It helps for the voting for who they will pick as the sunset photo for this contest. And the winner is going to win dinner for two up to a $50 value at either Original Oyster House location plus a tote bag full of goodies. So all you have to do is, while you're enjoying dinner, snap that sunset photo, post it up on their Facebook page, and hopefully you'll win. 6:44, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning. Sunday, a fatal accident claimed the life of a 62-year-old pedestrian. Authorities have now released the name of the victim and the name of the driver involved. Alabama State Troopers confirmed that 62-year-old Billy Elton Smith Jr. from Wilmer was hit and killed while he walked on Cuss Fork Road between Natchez Trace Road and Coleman Dairy Road. This happened 9:15 Sunday evening. 24-year-old Corey Jackson, also from Wilmer, was behind the wheel of the vehicle, but he did remain at the scene of the fatal accident. No charges have been filed in connection with this crash, but the investigation does continue at this hour. We are crunching the numbers from Tuesday's primary runoff, and I know we've already announced that Dalton won our bet that we had, but mm-hmm. now he's really, really, really won.
Okay, this is now in pen, not pencil.
Right. The voter turnout was 12.7%.
All right. I'll take it.
It hurts me to even say this.
It's
bittersweet. I'll say that. It's bittersweet. I wish the number were higher.
Yeah, but you nailed it. I mean, you had insight somehow. But then again, you do sports, so I know how that goes.
Okay. Inside info.
Yeah. Okay, so before Tuesday's primary runoff, Secretary of State John Merrill, he predicted voter turnout would be very disappointing. very disappointingly low, 15 to 18%, right? So on Tuesday, 431,328 of Alabama's roughly 3.4 million registered voters cast their ballot. The greatest number of votes, you want to take a guess as to which race garnered the greatest number of votes?
So statewide race.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're picking between the AG race, right, and the Republican lieutenant governor race.
Or the ag and industry.
Yes,
so
that was my next one.
I'd say the attorney general's race.
I'll go lieutenant governor.
What is he?
He's on a winning streak.
Oh, my goodness. You talking to the Swami or something? Yes, the lieutenant governor race. Greatest number, 343,155. Those were the greatest number of votes cast. And, of course, we know that Will Ainsworth won that race. So the highest turnout when it came to voters was in Wilcox County, 44.01%. Lowest voter turnout, 0.59%.
What?
In Choctaw County.
Choctaw County, what's up, y'all? I mean, not much, obviously.
Great job to the one guy who turned out in California. Choctaw County.
So just wanted to give you more insight into the numbers. And so what they've done is for each county, we have the numbers. So if you name a county, I can tell you the percentage. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I mean, 12.7% turnout Tuesday. Mm. All right, everyone, you have another try to go at this. November the 6th, that is the general election. Make us proud and get that sticker. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
My friends, it's Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in studio and talking about design. We all have this dream in our head of how our backyard will look when it's perfect for grilling and watching the game and the kids playing. Y'all are doing that every day.
Yeah, we've got a number of designers and a number of professionals taking whatever anyone's dream is, putting the right plant, right place, and implementing a design that's going to work for you.
You know what I love, too, is you share so much out there, and we can watch these kind of designs being built right here in our area on your social media platforms.
Yeah, that's right. I think you called them yard hacks.
Yeah.
We're just trying to put out content and show you what we're doing. So whether you want to do it yourself or you think you might need a professional, we're just trying to be your partner there.
All right. So we want to peek in on y'all's design work. Where do we find you?
You find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or you just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right. Sid Sexton, thanks for your time, and get you over the house soon because I want to start cooking out.
Okay. We'll be there.
Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Check them out today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A storm apparently washed a 40-foot sailboat up on the beach at Orange Beach on Monday. The boat owner tells News 5 he just stopped for a pit stop when the Orange Beach police called him.
I come in and I was getting low on supplies and I just wanted to kick back on the beach for a couple days. And I called my sister-in-law and she come and got me and I went home.
Owner Richard Durham of Bruton was planning to try to move the boat with a high tide Wednesday. Some improvements on the way for the Mobile Downtown Airport. The FAA has announced a $7 million grant to help pay for airport improvements. Brooklyn's longest runway is being rehabilitated and the other runways getting worked on too. Once the work is done, improvements to Brooklyn will go hand in hand with the potential plans to move Mobile Regional Airport out of West Mobile to the Brooklyn Aeroplex. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office needs help finding a man who robbed a Family Dollar store in Lillian. Investigators say the robbery happened last Friday when a man pointed a gun at a worker who tried to stop him. The suspect may be driving a white Chevy truck with a black tailgate and he may live in Escambia County, Florida. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday, day three of SEC Media Days, Nick Saban and three Alabama players represented the Crimson Tide. As expected, Saban was asked plenty about the current situation at starting quarterback. Who will start? Will it be established starter Jalen Hurts or upcoming sophomore and national championship hero Tua Tagovailoa?
It's still to be determined as to who's going to play quarterback for Alabama. So you can ask all the questions about it, but it's still to be determined. All right.
He was fed up about it before the question started coming.
He's fed up every morning when he wakes up.
He knew what to expect all day. He also gave his thoughts on a lot of other topics. He said he likes the new redshirt rule that allows a player to play up to 4 games in a season while keeping that year of playing eligibility for their future. He said he prefers scheduling home and home series to playing neutral site games, that he would like the SEC to move from an 8-game to 9-game conference schedule, and that Alabama currently has one of the best recruiting staffs in his tenure. And that's really saying something in the tenure of Nick Saban. Today, the final day of this year's SEC Media Days, and the final 3 teams will get their chance to talk with the media, beginning with the Auburn Tigers and Gus Malzahn at 8 a.m. Then Derek Mason and the Vanderbilt Commodores are up at 8:45, followed by South Carolina, starting with head coach Will Muschamp at 10. ESPN's 2018 ESPY Awards aired last night, and in my opinion, the most important award that ESPN gives out each year is the Jimmy V. Perseverance Award. They give that to someone who, in ESPN's words, is a deserving member of the sporting world who has overcome great obstacles through perseverance and determination. This year, that award went to former Buffalo Bills quarterback and current Hall of Famer Jim Kelly, who has fought and is still fighting after 3 occurrences of oral cancer.
So I just urge anybody out there, if you have somebody out there suffering, it doesn't have to be cancer. It could be somebody not having a good day. It could be your mom, your dad. It could be your grandparents. What you say to them and the smile that you have on your face, that can be the difference in them making it the next day.
Right now, the 58-year-old continues to recover from surgery in March to remove oral cancer that they discovered earlier this year and to reconstruct his upper jaw. Best Male Athlete was awarded to Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin for bringing the Capitals their first Stanley Cup in their history. Olympic gold medal-winning snowboarder Chloe Kim won Best Female Athlete. The 2017 World Series champion Houston Astros won Best Team. And Baker Mayfield won Best College Athlete after winning the Heisman Trophy in his senior season with the Oklahoma Sooners. In NFL news, 7-time Pro Bowl cornerback Darrelle Revis announced his retirement from the NFL after 11 years in the league. And in golf, the 147th Open Championship began early this morning at Carnoustie Golf Links in Scotland. Some have called the Carnoustie course the most difficult of all major courses, so golf fans should be in for a fun time watching the pros this weekend. Plenty of good storylines to follow. Defending champion Jordan Spieth will be looking to pick up his first win since he hoisted the claret jug this time last year. And Tiger Woods playing the Open for the first time since 2015. Right now, Kevin Kisner is the leader at 5 under par. He just finished his round about 10 minutes ago, followed by Erik van Rooyen, who is 4 under par. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Still no delays from the 65 split from DIP and heading downtown. I-10 range line to Theodore Dawes Road. You've got plenty of radar in that stretch, but through Mobile, we're clear and no problems up towards Pritchard and Saraland. Enjoy a West Coast wine pairing dinner at the Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel. They've teamed up with United Johnson Brothers, hosting a 4-course, 5 wine pairing dinner featuring wines from the Justin Winery in Paso Robles, California. For details, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's not too late to come to the largest fishing tournament in the world, the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Headquartered on Dolphin Island, starts Thursday evening with the Liars Contest. From Friday morning starting cannon to Sunday's 5 p.m. weigh station closing, anglers compete for $1 million in cash and prizes. Not fishing? Rodeo Weekend Music Festival features Rolling in the Hay, the Molly Ringwalds, Red Clay Strays, and more. And don't forget the wonderful white sand beaches on Dolphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ADA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
655 FM Talk 1065. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, my friend. Let's talk about Amazon and that Prime Day 2018 business that just happened.
Prime Day?
It was the best-selling day for smart home devices in Amazon history, with over 1 million devices sold. Now, remember, we told you about all the glitches that were happening. If you're not familiar, this was the biggest global shopping event in the history on the online mega retailer. That's what the company announced. Members worldwide purchased more than 100 million products during a 36-hour shopping period. Sales beat Amazon's Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and the previous Prime Day. So you want to know, what did everyone want to purchase? The most popular purchase on Prime Day was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote. Dalton, you know what that is?
I have one in my living room.
Yeah, what does it do?
Yes, please. Oh,
okay, yes. It's a, you can stream, you put the apps on your Amazon Fire Stick, whether it's Netflix, Amazon Prime, anything you might use to watch streaming TV. Mm-hmm. They also have games on there, but with the voice remote, you can speak into it and tell it what you want instead of having to push those pesky buttons.
It's exhausting to push buttons. No, that works for me, though, because you talk about an endangered species, a remote in my house, especially since my children are home during the summer. When I go to find the remote for our television, it is like, it's like this search for the Holy Grail trying to find this thing.
You need to put a hubcap on
a broomstick on this thing.
Yeah, like at the gas station. Yeah. Other top sellers were the Fire TV devices, Kindle e-readers, Echo Dot, and Echo devices with screens, Echo Show, and Echo Spot. The Ring Video Doorbell Pro, that was another high-tech device selling out. That's interesting to me. Something else, you probably know what this is, Dalton. The LifeStraw personal water filters.
Yes, I've heard of these.
Oh, my goodness. So those, people are getting their shop on. $119 per year is how much Amazon Prime costs.
Yeah, those life straws are good for outdoor guys like Sean, in case he gets stuck by a creek.
That's right. Then you sit there trying to filter the water by sucking it through the life straw the whole time.
Look at you.
Yeah, you know, that's, I don't know, that would
another hot seller, 23andMe DNA testing.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. Next time we talk, I'm going to tell you, if you have children going back to school, why this weekend you want to get your school supplies, because this is that weekend to get it done. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next.